Chairs stay full and the smiles stay wide. New patients booking side by side. Dental practice, growthlab.com. Grow the practice you call your own. Dental practice, growthlab.com.
This is the Dental Practice Growth Lab podcast. Short practical audio for dental practices who want more calls and more booked work. I'm Steve Meitler, the editor. Today's episode, Google is answering dental questions before anyone reaches your listing. AI summaries now sit above the map pack on dental searches. What that changes for a practice, what it does not, and the five things worth doing about it. Search, how much does a dental implant cost on a phone? Then search dentist near me that takes Cigna. Then, is a root canal painful? On the first and third, you will likely get an AI summary occupying most of the screen, assembled from a handful of sources, with the map pack pushed below it. On the second, you will probably still get the local pack, because that is a query about businesses rather than a question. That split is the whole story. Google is increasingly answering the question searches itself, and still sending the choosing searches to your listing. What this actually changes, the informational content on your site stops earning clicks. If your practice has a blog post titled, What to Expect During a Root Canal, the traffic to it is falling and will keep falling. Google answers that in the summary. Being cited as a source in that summary gets your name in front of someone, which has value, but it is not the traffic it used to be. The question is where the summary gets its answer. When Google or an assistant summarizes, how much does a dental implant cost in Sacramento? It pulls from pages that state a number in a plain sentence. Most dental sites do not state a number anywhere. The summaries therefore quote national averages and aggregator sites, and no local practice gets named. Choosing searches are still yours. Dentist near me, emergency dentist open now, pediatric dentist city, all still produce a map pack with three businesses. Those results are governed by the same things they always were. Proximity, review count, profile completeness, and relevance. Nothing about AI changed that part. The number problem. Here's the practical opening for a practice, and almost nobody is taking it. Patients ask cost questions constantly. Implant cost, Invisalign cost, crown cost, what a visit runs without insurance. Practices systematically refuse to answer them publicly. The result is that when a machine goes looking for dental implant cost in your city, it finds no local practice willing to say, so it quotes a range from a national directory. Put the numbers on your service pages, with what is included and what changes them, and you become the local source that gets quoted. A single implant with abutment and crown runs $3,900 to $5,200 at our office in Sacramento, depending on whether a bone graft is needed, is a sentence with a place, a service, and a number. That is exactly the shape of text a summary lifts. The same applies to insurance. In network with Delta, Dental Premier, Cigna, DPPO, and Aetna is quotable. We accept most major insurance is not, and it never was. What has not changed at all? The fundamentals underneath all of this are the same ones that were true 5 years ago and will be true after the next redesign. A complete Google business profile. Enough recent reviews that a machine and a patient both read you as established, which matters because the median practice has 39 reviews and 37% have fewer than 10. A fast website with real service pages, which 21.5% of dental practices do not have at all. Accurate hours. A phone somebody answers. Google has restructured local results repeatedly and will do it again. Every version of the page has rewarded those five things. The reason to fix them is not that they beat the AI summary, it is that they survive every layout Google has ever shipped. Five things worth doing this month. Put prices on your service pages. Ranges are fine. Say what is included and what changes the number. Start with implants, aligners, and the new patient exam. Name your insurance carriers in text. A dedicated page linked from the main navigation with the actual plan names. This is one of the two most common questions patients ask about a practice, and most sites never answer it. Rewrite the first paragraph of every service page. Front-load who, what, where, and how much in complete sentences before any marketing language. The AI search guide has the pattern and examples. Seed your Google profile Q and A yourself. post the questions patients ask, answer them from the practice account with real detail. These get quoted directly. The profile guide lists which questions to seed. Check whether you are blocking the crawlers. GPT-Bot, Perplexity-Bot, Claude-Bot, and Google Extended all respect robots.txt. Blocking them is a legitimate decision. But make sure it is a decision, rather than something a template did. Do not chase the summary, one thing to avoid. There is a small industry forming around promises of guaranteed placement in AI answers. There is no placement to buy, no ranking to check, and no lever anyone controls. What there is a set of pages that answer real questions in plain, specific, local sentences. That work also makes your site convert better for the humans who reach it, which is the actual return. Everything else is a side effect. If you want service pages, profile work, and schema built for your practice, AI search optimization is one of the services in the free 14-day trial. See where your practice sits first in the benchmark report. That's the episode. The written version of this guide, with every number and a checklist you can print, is on the site, dentalpracticegrowthlab.com. Everything we cover there is offered as a free 14-day trial for dental practices. No card, no contract, nothing to cancel. Text or call 385-832-6175 to start, or use the form on the site. Thanks for listening.